Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Today we got a special guest on the phone with us. We have Executive Chair of the Health Foundation. We have Ross Fisher. How are you doing today, Ross?
I'm doing well, Eddie. I hope you are too.
Of course, I am doing absolutely well today, and we got something fun coming up later this week, actually, coming up on Sunday, and that is the Health Foundation's Charity Road Race. Now, what's some of the stuff that you can talk to us about the road race?
Well, we've been doing the road race for quite a number of years now, Eddie, and the last 2 years it's been virtual. So this is the first year back after sort of all of the stuff to do with the pandemic. So we're really looking forward to it. There's a 5-kilometer run, 10-kilometer run, a relay, sort of a team of four with four people each running a leg of 2.5 kilometers. And, of course, there's a race for juniors, for the under-12s. And in addition, there's a community walk. So there's something for everybody. And we started this years ago to help people introduce a little bit of fitness into their lifestyle, and also to help us raise a bit of money for the hospital, because all of the registration fees or pledges that people collect, they go to help us buy equipment for the hospital.
Absolutely. All this is for a good cause, and it's just fun to get out there. And like you said, you don't have to necessarily run. It could be a walking thing as well. You also, there's a few fun stuff as well that are going on. One of the things is called Beat Beethoven. What can you tell us about that?
One of Beethoven's Fifth, or one of the versions of Beethoven's Fifth, takes just over 33 minutes to play. So we play that during the event, and anybody who actually completes the 5-kilometer run before Beethoven finishes playing, so in under 33 minutes, we give them a medal after they cross the finish line because they beat Beethoven. And we enjoy it. People like it. It's great for first-time runners or runners who are just getting back into it and trying to get a little exercise. It gives you a bit of a target, because really running is kind of an individual thing. It's about running at your pace and meeting your own goals. This gives you something a little outside of that to work towards if you want to.
Absolutely. Now, on top of this other thing as well, this kick starts in Yorkton, 8:30 in the morning. You said after it ends, there is a little bit of for the people that are running, there's like a little bit of a breakfast after, and you got like door prizes and such. What can you tell us about kind of that'll be happening after the relay?
And there's presentations too, because it's a timed race for those who run. So if you are fastest in your age category in your run, so if you're in the 30 to 40 age category and you run faster than anybody else who's in the same age group, we give you a medal for that. So we do those. The presentations, there's breakfast, which is, you know, coffee and muffins and a variety of other things. So it's an opportunity to sort of get together and sort of celebrate having done that. And then we're on the road by, you know, We're done by 11 o'clock. Like, it doesn't actually take all that long. Everything happens kind of in advance as people get ready to be able to participate on Sunday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good, because it's not like you do the relay and then you just immediately go home. There's stuff that are happening afterwards, and that's really good. And of course, again, all of this does go towards the Health Foundation, help raise money for hospital equipment. And since it is coming up on Sunday, actually, there's still time. You guys are still looking for people who want to still register and come to the walk or the run.
Oh, yeah. We'd still like to have people come out. I mean, even if you're not going to run this year, come out and walk, see what the course is like, and walk it. A 5-kilometer walk isn't that strenuous, and it's probably a very... Well, walking's a healthy thing to do. And who knows, you might want to take the Learn to Run clinics that we put on each year starting in May and next year, or you might want to take up running just on your own, but participate in a road race as a runner next year.
That sounds great to me. And if people want to learn more about this, or if they want to register for the relay, where can they go?
They should give our office a call. We're at well, we're in the phone book or on, look up our website where it's 786-0506. They can call us, or they can stop down to our office at 41 Betts Avenue and just come in and register or pick up the forms for brothers if they think they've got a few people who might want to participate. But we're easy to find, and we'd be happy to help them get registered and participate on the weekend.
All right. Anything else that you wanna say before we wrap up here, Ross?
No, I hope a few extra people come down. It's gonna be a great weekend. It's a good way to start your Sunday morning, and I'm looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you there too, Eddie.
All right. Well, maybe I'll come out and run. All right, Ross Fisher. Thank you so much for joining us on the air and talking about the annual charity road race.
Okay, great. Thanks, Eddie. I appreciate the call.